Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion to live by conflicting media reports. Connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, John Ivoroni from Chilavino. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Robert Mott will be rolling in with a little bit of wine chat for us today just a little bit later. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. You got to love this one. Stay home because you're well day. All kinds of reasons to stay home. Well, stay home because you're well day. I don't know about that one. That's a little bit of an odd one for me.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, a little ridiculous. Let's go back to food. It's also National Moose Day. So being one who has beaten anorexia, I'll go with National Moose Day. I don't know about staying home. That's just not my cup of tea. But we'll move right along. Watch the markets for you this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 66.5 points as we speak. Oil, you know, you got to love the markets when you see some of these things like this. OPEC reached a pact to cut their daily production by 1.2 million barrels a day. Really?
You're absolutely useless.
Now, do you think anybody in OPEC, can you trust anybody in OPEC? Do you think that anyone's going to adhere to their production cuts? And as we continue to become more and more oil independent, do you think we're going to care about what OPEC does? Maybe they're going to become obsolete. I sure hope so. It'd be nice to see where, who cares what OPEC does? Let them sit out there in the desert and, well, we better not say that. Yeah, I think I've got some friends. Some of the OPEC friends are here with us this morning. they're going to get in trouble. Keep those guys quiet. But in any event, AAA reports the national average for a gallon of gasoline, $1.15 today. Here in the state of confusion, we've decided we want to pay more, so we tax ourselves. 265.8 in California, 265.8 is our price on gasoline. We're checking also on what the bond market is doing. The bond market does not look very good this morning. Yeah, it's up almost 10 basis points, so your mortgage rates are not looking good today. Remember, the markets always, they always overreact. What are they overreacting to? Well, ADP came out and says 216,000 people were added to private sector payrolls in November. The estimate was for 165,000. But the market's going crazy on this news, right? You're looking at this where they said they come out at 216,000. They were expecting it to be 165,000. And then they find out, oh, yeah, in October we were wrong. We overestimated. We overstated the numbers. Remember me telling you that? I should have gone back and got that clip for you when I told you, don't believe the numbers that came out 2 or 3 days before the election. Remember I told you that was going to happen? Well, they reduced the numbers by 28,000 jobs to 119,000. About 15% we missed by just a little bit.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, you might want to look at that, Mr. President. I'm just saying. Personal income increased 0.6%. Wall Street estimated that. Increased 0.4%. Consumer spending increased 0.3%. The economists thought it was going to be 0.5%, didn't spend as much. And that, remember, two-thirds of GDP. Remember I told you yesterday GDP was misleading then also, so we'll talk about that a little bit more. Institute for Supply Management, who cares? The National Association of Realtors reported contracts to buy previously owned homes rose 0.1% last month, about half of the increase they were anticipating. Not a lot of news there. And remember, so now we see that's why the markets are up. The Trump rally is still going. Wonder when we stop calling it the Trump rally and go back to the Santa Claus rally. I'm just wondering when that might happen. But I do think there's some breaking news coming on. Yeah, the Democrats, they did it again. You know, they just never, ever learn. It's amazing. Well, you know that it amazes me listening, watching what our friends on the left do. But if you can't beat them, join them. So Nancy Pelosi has been reelected as the House Minority Leader for the 160th year she only looks 160. It's the 16th year, the 8th term, as being the minority leader or the leader of the Democrat Party, because she was the majority leader, the Speaker of the House, for quite a while. But she did win again. So I guess that tells us a little bit about where politics are going to be. Even though we're seeing what the Trump administration is doing, Pelosi back in.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, we know what's in it. There's a lot of problems in it when it comes to Ms. Pelosi. But yeah, 8th term as the leader of the House Democrats, the 8th term. Do you remember when she was, I guess I'm dating myself. I remember when she was first elected. And she told everybody the reason she got elected was she was very good at blackmail. Go back and look at the news. I guess it's just my definition of blackmail. That she had a little black book and all the people she had done favors for, she was calling in those favors. What is that called? Isn't that called some sort of coercion? Now she just raises lots of money from her friends in the San Francisco Bay Area and passes that out to whoever votes for her. I guess that's the way it works. That's, again, just my opinion right there. And, you know, sometimes I get myself in trouble with my opinion. But, hey, you know something? My dad always told me before he passed, it hurts sitting on the fence. So I'm going to share my opinions with you. And I look forward to your opinions as well. You can reach me, ronsiegelradio.com. You can go to facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. I'll be out in the Coachella Valley for some events in the next few days. Come see us out there at the events. I'm going to be over at the La Quinta Wine Bar, or the Wine Emporium in La Quinta. We'll be over there visiting some friends, and hopefully we'll be able to see you there as well. The real estate convention, the CRS convention in Indian Wells, will be there. Anaheim Hills, we're going to come and visit you at the tree lighting ceremony on Sunday. And we've got a gift bag. Think about this one. This is about $1,000 in the gift bag that we're going to be bringing with us for everybody that comes to see us at the Anaheim Hills tree lighting ceremony. So hope you'll be out there and catch some of these different events. We're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot going on as we move toward the last part of the month, the last part of the year. So we're looking for a lot of fun. We want to make sure that you're coming out to see us when we're doing some of these different events. Having a good time. Have a real good time today. We're talking one of my favorite subjects. You know, it's funny. I chuckle because of social media. And I recognize the fact of how much strength social media has, but are you watching it? Are you way too over-engaged in social media? Do you pay too much attention to social media? I'm going to suggest don't believe. I know this is going to surprise you, but don't believe everything that you read.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I get so many people that say, Ron, you must be a real alcoholic, being that I post my wine thoughts every day at 5 o'clock. Well, it's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock all the time. So when I do post those wine thoughts, that doesn't mean I'm necessarily drinking a bottle of wine at the time. I might be at 2 bottles. So don't take those things so literal. I'm just sharing some information. But today, we're going to find out how we can keep that wine chilled. And I guess what the heck. I am a little bit of an oddity. Yeah, I like to have my wine a little cooler, even though I'm a red wine drinker. So we're going to chat about that. How do we do that? Robert Mott's going to check in. We're going to talk about gifts, wine gifts. Do you give people wine? We spoke about it before Thanksgiving about don't get yourself insulted about the wines you're delivering. Well, we're going to talk to Robert about holiday gifts. How do we come across with the holiday gifts? You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. We come back. How to dispute an error on your credit report and when? Is getting a home mortgage still too difficult? The home value report indicates a change in foreclosures. What's that all about? We're going to talk about that as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of the broadcast, shame on you. But you can get the replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. It's about $1,000 worth of goodies in the gift bag, and it's free for you. All you need to do is text RSR gift bag, RSR gift bag. To 79564, you'll get the link to get all of the goodies that are in that gift bag. Again, about $1,000 worth of goodies just for you. Home value report came out in October. Protech Services came out with this home value report talking about the increase in equity in our properties, in our real estate. And because of the increase in value, the increase in equity, the foreclosure rates have been dropping around the country. Now, I know a lot of folks think they understand their equity positions. It's amazing when I go and talk to you. Any of you tell me, well, I think I've got 5% equity. I think I've got maybe a little bit of equity. I think I owe more on my property than it's worth. It's amazing how many times I say, well, do you know the statistics? You see, I don't understand all this. When it comes to your home, your real estate, your mortgage, I'm not a big fan of I think. It's what do you know? And the statistics tell us that about 90% of Californians have over 20% equity in their property. 90%. That's just CoreLogic statistics. If that's the case, you're probably one of those people that has equity in your property And I'm going to suggest get to know how much equity you have. And all you have to do is just, you know, there's a source in there in the gift bag for you, but you can always send me a note and I'll get one of the real estate professionals to get that information for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio Gift Bag. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. For our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, especially when we're talking wine and gifts. And well, we might even have to open some wine and drink some. So I thought I would jump right into it because we talked last week about bringing wine as a gift for Thanksgiving. Now we're getting closer to Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever people want to celebrate. I respect them all. Let's talk about wine, Christmas wine and gifts. What do I need to know? What should I get? What's the thoughts there, Robert?
Well, you know, that's a great thing about this time, the end of year holiday season, is we have lots of choices, lots of ways to acknowledge the people we care for, that be our friends and neighbors and our especially our loved ones and family. Wine-related gifts are always a really nice go-to. You don't have to worry about necessarily what size they are, or if people like the color, all kinds of things like that. It's a little bit sometimes it's easier to you know, select these kinds of gifts. So kind of one thing to think about, it's wine glasses. You know, wine glasses are probably a real, like up to people who love wine, and even people who just like wine. I think it's a really top gift. If you're going to do that, go get some nice Regal glassware or something equivalent to Regal, something that's either a hand-blown crystal or perhaps a machine-blown crystal glass, something with a really thin edge, maybe something overly large always has a nice impact as well. Plus, Yeah, especially the ones you put a whole bottle in, right? You only had one glass.
Exactly.
Glass, right? Yep.
I only had one glass. Yeah.
Exactly. You always tell your physician that. I only had one glass a day, you know.
That's right.
But these glasses are really designed to make wine taste good. And, of course, they're great to, or look great look on a table or great look as, during a cocktail party or whatever. And, obviously, if you want to, throw in a bottle of wine there to go with the wine glasses, that's not necessarily a bad idea. Pair a great wine with a couple of nice glasses. And, that's usually a good way to go as well. Obviously, it's good to know what kind of glassware they have already, if you know them that well. If they don't have particularly good glassware, which the majority of the people's homes I go to, they have pretty, I hate to say this, it sounds like I'm a total wine snob, but they have pretty awful glasses for the most part. So usually anything you get them that's a nice quality glass will be a step up from what they already have. So anyway, it's a good thing to remember anyway when you're giving a gift. A nice corkscrew is another one, or as we call it, the business of wine.
But before you go too far with that, Robert, let me ask you this question, because you talk about the Regal glasses. They've got, think, about 400 or 500 different styles of glasses. So if I want to get something that's really generic, what do I get?
You know, I think there are probably a couple of that I would go to on that. But I generally say what they would normally target, or Regal would target toward a red varietal of some sort. Typically a Bordeaux or Cabernet glass has a lot of flexibility to it and has kind of that nice traditional look and really shows off really well. Alternatively, going for a Burgundy or a Pinot Noir glass is a really great choice. It's a little bit off the beaten path what most people would go to, but they have a rather unique look. They can have a little bigger bowl to the glass. They have a little more curve to them. Sometimes on a table, they might be a little bit more interesting. But either choice, either a Burgundy glass or a Bordeaux glass, although it might not be the perfect pairing for the wines you give with them, typically most red varietals do very well out of either style of glass. And so, again, kind of that thought of go big or go home, Both those glasses are rather large in stature and are impressive on someone's table or even in your hand while you're swirling some nice red wine. So like I say a Bordeaux or Cabernet type glass or a Pinot Noir or also known as a red Burgundy glass would be great choices for that.
What are your thoughts about the stem or no stem?
I am a kind of traditionalist there. I really prefer the stem glass because it allows me to swirl the wine more efficiently. Also, the stemless glasses, what happens there, obviously, is you end up putting your hand on the bowl because there's no other place to hold it. And there are two things that happen when you put your hand on the bowl. One, you put fingerprints on the glass. And, yeah, some people would say, hey, what, so what? But I hate the look of fingerprints on a nice wine glass. Makes the wine look not real appetizing to me. And the other thing is when you put your hand on the glass, your body temperature is much warmer. If it's average or normal, it's 98.6. But it's going to be much warmer than what you normally want to serve a glass of wine, which would probably be about 58 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And so what you're going to do is you're going to affect the presentation of the wine by touching it, by touching the bowl, the heat transfer through there. You want to warm the wine. It's going to end up being warmer than it was originally served, maybe warmer, perhaps even warmer than it should be served for the optimum flavor profile. So that's why I'm not a big fan of stemless, except for the fact they're really great to go in the dishwasher and they're much harder to break. But the stem glasses have a lot of advantages for swirling, lack of fingerprints in the bowl, and having the opportunity not to warm the wine in your wine glass. So I think those are lots of good reasons to go with the traditional stemmed glassware.
Okay, there's that wine thing that you showed me years ago. Is that still around that you can take wine out of a bottle and no one knows it?
Yeah. Well, actually, you can tell because there's less wine in the bottle. But that would be a gift, I'd say, for somebody who you are a big fan of that you know really well because they're not necessarily cheap. They run mid $200s to $300 each. But it's called a Coravin, Coravin. So it's called a Coravin wine access system. You can find these things on Amazon all over the place. If you're Amazon Prime, obviously you get free shipping. We'll plug for Amazon there. Not intentional. I have no financial reason to do that. But very easy to find these things. What they do is they actually stick a needle through the cork. It's a non-boring needle, so it doesn't actually take any cork out. It actually just kind of pushes the cork cells to the side. So it penetrates the cork. It has got a gas canister, a very small gas canister. It looks like one of those little CO2 canisters that you may use when you're making one of those whipped cream makers or whatever. And so you inject a little bit of the gas in there, which is argon, which is inert gas, which does not affect the flavor of the wine. It helps preserve it. And so that pushes the wine out the same needle. And so you're able to actually sample bottles of wine or pour yourself a glass. If you're having one of those nights that you and I don't have very often, Ron, where you're not going to finish the bottle, if you just want to have a glass of wine, it just gives you that, affords you that opportunity and it allows the wine to basically stay almost exactly the same as it was when you first, without having been accessed with the system. So it's a great way to kind of taste through your cellar without necessarily, sacrificing an entire bottle. So you can kind of come back to these bottles multiple times over the course of even several months if the bottles are stored correctly. I've done it over several months with actually no degradation at all in the wine. And so it gives you a chance to kind of play around with your little wine collection and see which ones are ready to drink maybe and which ones are really doing well and maybe the ones you want to open for your next little dinner party or get-together. So, anyway, Coravin Wine Access System, it's a little pricey, running just less than $300. But, it's a great gift and something that almost no one's going to have in their home. And so you're pretty safe in giving that and saying that, hey, that's going to be a very unique gift and this is going to be a memorable gift. So that's one of those things that definitely keep that in mind.
And just a shameless plug, one of those things that I would think highly of for local radio hosts. I'm just throwing that out there as a shameless plug. Great.
Okay.
Great information as always. We're gonna have to talk about probably next week, Robert. We're gonna have to get into some ideas about what wines we're gonna drink for the holidays and for New Year's and all that good stuff. I probably can guess that something for Robert Mott is gonna start with a bubble or some sort, but we're gonna get into that next week. Thanks for sharing as always. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got this really cool wine chiller. We're going to talk about this really cool wine chiller and some of the things you might be able to do with this gadget, gizmo. I've got some of them sitting here right in front of me. They're looking pretty cool. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll also talk about how to dispute an error on your credit report and win. And is getting a home mortgage still too difficult? We'll chat about that as well. Anytime, call our off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And whatever you do, don't go away. We've got a lot more in store for you. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Just give them a call or go right to the top of their webpage, the top left button. think it's like $87 a month. I don't know the company, but I think it's like $87 a month. You get the credit restoration, credit repair, get your credit report corrected. Then you also get there's some really cool stuff on there that will also get you LifeLock, and there's a whole bunch of stuff there. So go over there, check out their website. The question today is, how do you dispute an error on your credit report? How do you dispute an error on your credit report, and when? That's even more important. Anybody can dispute it. I'm going to tell you first off, don't push that dumb little button on the bureau's website that says dispute now. Don't do that. That's just something that makes it easier for them to not get you the right results. So before you go doing too much, again, if you're talking to our friends at Credit Sanitizer, they'll help you with the whole thing. Slow down, breathe. If you're like me, grab a glass of wine. And if you want to win this game, do it with your intelligence, not with your emotions. Pounding the tables, yelling at customer service, it's not going to get you anywhere. It may even delay the process. So what we want you to do is have proof, have documentation of what the error is. Then you're going to make sure you send a letter to the bureaus. You're going to be able to send a letter to all three of them, the major three, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Make sure that you sign that letter. There's a lot of people that don't sign them. Sign the letter. Include a copy of your driver's license, your Social Security card if you can find it, and a utility bill. That way they know it's you. There's no question that it's you that's sending the information. Send them a copy of the report showing what you are contesting, a letter that explains why you believe the reported information is wrong, and any supporting documentation. Now, here's the issue that I'm going to share with you that most people will not share with you. The bureaus are going to send you back what I call Forrest Gump letter one. And that basically says, we checked into this. We're right. You're wrong. Sorry. Send back another letter with the documentation. Say it again. Hey, we sent you the documentation. You missed it. Persistence. That's the key here. Send it back to them with your documentation. They may address it at this time. They're supposed to do. They get 60 days, two shots at the apple, according to their billions of dollars in lobby dollars that they use. They can outmatch you dollar for dollar. They don't care if they get penalized because, and this is just my opinion, I'm just sharing the consumer advocate's opinion. They don't care if they're penalized. Why don't they care if they're penalized? Well, they're making billions of dollars a year by selling inaccurate information. They get 600,000 complaints a year is the last number I saw. What other business could sustain themselves with 600,000 complaints per year to the FTC? Look what happened to over 5,000 complaints to Wells Fargo just recently. But I'm just saying, moving right along. So they sell this bum information out there, hurts you, hurts your scores. Check with our friend Rondi Lambeth. He helps. He's the David fighting the Goliath. And when they send out that second letter and try, when you send out the second letter to them, more often than not, now they're going to really do some research. They're going to do some diligence to see if they're the right information, if they've got the wrong information. If they do not, well, then you got to call your consumer advocate. I'll put you in touch with Rondi or with Tom Price. These are attorneys that will take the case from you. They'll review it, see if you've got the right documentation, you've sent the right letters, which our friends at Credit Sanitizer will provide you, and they might be ready to start a lawsuit to get you some reparations. Now, we just had a client just recently, a listener to Ron Siegel Radio, just as she's ready to close escrow, the bureaus did it to her. We were ready to close for her, get her a home loan, and the bureaus did it. They came up with a bogus claim from a collection company. It dropped her score by about 50 points. Yeah, that's what it does to a loan when your credit score drops 50 points. It pretty much blew her out of the water. Cost her an extra $3,000 after the lender gave her some help and some concessions just out of the goodness of their heart. It's amazing how these things happen. But now there's a lawsuit on the horizon. She'll probably get her $3,000 back plus a little bit, and the lawyers will be covered there as well. So be aware there are solutions for you. Creditsanitizer.com. They'll help you out. That is Your Credit Matters. So I spoke with you a little bit, Chad. That's great English, isn't it? Yeah. Got to be careful. We got the high school football coach here. And you know, if I get into one of the high school classes, I'll be in trouble with that English. Holy cow. So we've got John Ivoroni here. Chilla Vino. continuing our conversation, talking about wine. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So we were talking to Robert Mott earlier, sharing about wine gifts. I hadn't shown this to Robert. I might, if he's around the wine bar today, I don't know if he'll be there or not. But if he's there, we might chat with him and see if, show him this, I'm going to call it a contraption. So explain what this device is. It looks pretty cool. So explain it to the non-tech, this
techie. Well, you know, I tend to think that if Robert had known about Chilovino, he would have spent the majority of his segment talking about what a great gift this is for Christmas this year. But on that note, I'll explain what Chilovino is. It's an appliance that both displays your wine, maintains your wine at the ideal temperature, and it can be customized and decorated for any event, promotional giveaway, occasion. We all know that alcohol is embedded into everything that we celebrate for the most part. You know, one of the things that Robert said, he mentioned the words wine snob. It's funny. This product is actually a wine snob's dream because it does display your label perfectly and maintain the ideal temperature, but it's also an appliance for every person. It's just a great piece to have in your home, your business, your promotional giveaway. You know, one of the things that that Robert didn't get into too much is the proper serving temperature of wine. And I know you know this, Ron. The proper serving temperature of wine is everything. And the greatest misconception is dropping your bottle into an ice bucket is something that's good for your wine, when actually it's the worst thing you can do for your wine. It overchills the wine. It reduces the flavor and the aromas that winemakers really strive hard to create.
Sure.
So it's a very important piece. There's another important component of this also, and that's water conservation. You know, wine buckets, ice buckets, they waste water. They waste a lot of water.
Oh, I thought you were going in a different direction with these. I thought the wine conservation you were referring to was now when I go out to my favorite restaurant, I don't ask for water. I just drink more wine. I thought that's what I didn't know you were going in a different direction.
Well, you know, the problem with me is most of the time I drink the bottle before it has a chance to fully consume the effects of the product. that's a personal problem that I have. It works great for both reds and for whites. And, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was talking about the water conservation. You know, ice buckets, they're used everywhere.
Sure.
And they waste water. We know that. Here in California, there isn't any place else in the country that understands what water conservation is like we do here. And in our studies that we've done, we've determined that by replacing 100,000 ice buckets in commercial venues, it saves approximately 436 million liters of water a year.
436?
That's a lot of water.
Yeah. You know something I was going to say? I knew scientifically exactly how much that was. A whole bunch.
A whole bunch, exactly. To put it in proper context, of course. So, you know, the product has a lot of great uses. It really is a great product from the standpoint of water conservation, but much more than that. It really is a unique and a beautiful piece to accent any party, any home, any event, any giveaway.
So I'm looking at them, and I see one that's we've got a nice football – version here that's labeled with one of my favorite teams. I don't know how you managed it to handle this one, John, but I saw this bottle here something the band walked in as right as I was about to say that. Hard to believe that we would have
that
known.
Always happens.
It's amazing how that happens. So we've got this really cool Chilovino, it's called. And I'm just going to try and give you a little bit of a word's eye view of this. For those of you that are watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, you can see them right in front of us on the table. But they display the bottle really, really nice. It's like a little bit of an A-framing. Or you know, those of you in real estate, if you think about your document holder that you put out in the kitchen with the documents, or if you've gone to a restaurant and they've got a table flag. So that's what this kind of looks like. But it's got a semicircle. So you've got the wine bottle there. There's no water, yet it's got one of those. I can't use the term, John, but I'm going to anyway. The blue ice. Think about that. A curved blue ice gizmo.
It's a nice pack. You're right.
Right.
It's a custom ice pack.
So this one happens to be black, and it goes right behind the bottle. So the bottle's leaning against the ice pack, and then it's got this. It's got like a display frame around it. So one of them here is the USC Trojans. There's another one that's a Stella Rosa. There's another one that just says, love, spirit, celebrate. What more could you ask for than that? I'm assuming that you might be able to, at some point, either you have or you'll get a wine, Christmas motif.
Well, actually, that is a Christmas motif.
Okay.
And we do have a few
You're
others.
Talking to the Jewish kids, so sorry about
that's quite all right. It's for everybody. We all sell it. We all have reasons to celebrate.
Exactly.
But you know what? You nailed it when you
It's
said,
Wednesday. Celebrate.
That's right. You set a frame. You know, if we have a beautiful picture, what do? We put it in a frame. And wine is beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. And that's what it is. It really frames that bottle of wine and displays it in such a beautiful and elegant way.
Absolutely. It's really a neat thing. So your wine is leaning against it. Now, when I take my wine out of the wine fridge, it's right at 54 degrees always. The beauty of this, now we're going to, I guess I've talked too much, so we're going to have to chat when we come back. We've got a lot of listeners in the Coachella Valley, and it gets a little warm out there in Palm Springs. So we're going to talk about, will this help us do that? I mean, you know, you got to drink the wine quickly, but we're going to see how we can work with that out in the Coachella Valley and wherever you might be. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current and the financial markets. When we come back, more with John Ivoroni. Chilavino is the name of the company, and we're chatting wine. We're not drinking it yet. 5 o'clock somewhere. Also talk about, is it getting a home mortgage still too difficult? We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, you know it. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Don't forget, if you missed the broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. About 500,000 people a month are checking us out there. You can also go to ronsiegelradio.com. The archives has the broadcast as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of us.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The mortgage today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage Financial. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products that you need. Everything from the first-time home buyer, FHA loan, VA loan. Thank you to all of our veterans. The VIP Hero Program for all of our military, active, retired, reserve, first responders. All of the folks there, they've got the programs for them. The question this morning, is getting a home mortgage still too difficult? There is no doubt that mortgage credit availability is expanding, meaning it is easier to finance a home today than it was last year. However, the mortgage market is still much tighter than it was prior to the housing boom and bust experience between 2003 and 2006. Thank goodness, in looking at the nominees from President-elect Trump, it looks like we might even get some reform from that horrible Dodd-Frank program, which was really meant to protect us from the big bank, but really all it did was hurt the consumer. Of course, a lot of government issues do that for you. They just, the unintended consequences. Housing Financing Policy Center at the Urban Institute just released data revealing two reasons for the current exceptionally high credit standards. One, additional restrictions lenders put on borrowers because of concerns that they will be forced to repurchase failed loans from the government-sponsored enterprises or the FHA. The concern about potential litigation for imperfect loans. What's been the result of the concern? 6.3 million less mortgages. 6.3 million less mortgages. That is a huge cost to the economy if we're writing fewer loans. The bottom line, the housing market boom and bust caused many mortgage providers and lenders to tighten lending standards in an effort not to repeat the recent past. This paired with many home buyers disqualifying themselves before they even apply for a loan due to the fear, unfounded fear of rejection, has led to many households not yet becoming home buyers. I'm going to suggest you give us a call, get on an application with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. We've had three people just recently who said they wanted to get on a plan to buy in the next few years and found out that they already qualified right now. Think about that concept. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, John Ivoroni Chilavino is with us. So, John, we got to talk business before we go to anything.
Sure.
You set up, what's the price of this thing?
It's $39.95.
$39.95. You've got a nice promo code?
We do.
Tell me about that.
For your listeners to go to chilavino.com
okay.
And enter radio as their promo code, they'll get 25% off.
Awesome. We're going to 25% off at chilavino.com. We'll make sure and post that right there at Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook so you have that. We might even throw that into the gift bag. That way the people that are listening right now, you can go to the gift bag. We'll have that in there later today. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. We'll put a coupon right there so you know where to go, who to talk to, all that kind of good stuff. You'll just go to the website and put in that promo code radio and get that gift right there. So there's, I think if you know a wine lover, if you know somebody that really likes wine, I mean, I can't imagine how they, number one, it's going to be a gift. I would suggest, John, most people are not going to have one of these. Is that a fair assumption?
That's a fair assumption right now. Hopefully this time next year.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, but the whole concept here is, you know, if you don't have a lot of people out there, I like to always look for things that are unique that people don't already have on hand. And if they have, you know, I've got some friends that are real wine lovers. And I would say, you know, this is a great gift. And even more, you know, until next year, don't tell them where you got it. That way, you know, they think you went and invented this and they got a great item for you.
I think it's a wonderful product. Are there different designs on the website as well?
Yeah, there are different designs. From the holiday ones, some basic ones, our executive models. And, you know, the other thing that's great as well is if you contact us through our website and you look at this as something you'd like to use or customize on your own for a promotional giveaway for your company or anything else for that matter, we can do that for you as well.
Love it. I mean, I'm looking. Is the Dodger one, that's a custom skin, huh?
That's a custom.
Now, I'm not a Dodger fan.
Those are samples only, just to demonstrate what we could do with the product. But yeah, eventually we'll be working with the NFL and the other sports organizations. And
so when I look,
is a big piece, Man Cave.
When I look on the website, how do I know where do I find out which are the ones that I can buy today and which are the ones that are not available right now?
Those right there in front of you. There you are right there. The ones that have the price underneath them. Those are the ones that you can buy.
Okay, so you've got the black label and the Cheers. You love that. Yeah. I mean, it does not come with the bar that they sat on at Cheers. I'm just saying that for fun. But the great, great item. I love this. So we're going to kind of get into some real specifics.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you go out to Coachella Valley. I like to sit out there in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and have a glass of wine. Obviously, when you start getting into May, June, July, the wine heats up pretty quick when it's 110 degrees outside. How long will it stay cool with this?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And that's a pretty extreme sense of temperature there to be at 110 degrees. Even a bucket of ice won't last very long
in that
temperature. You know, Chilavino was meant under, when I say ideal conditions, you know, we sit in a room, it's probably about 72, 74 degrees. Under those conditions, that ice pack will stay frozen for about 3 or 4 hours.
And nice.
And will maintain that temperature. I would say if you're going to go out and be at about 100 degrees, probably not a good idea to bring that bottle of wine out there with you anyway.
Sure.
But it will last. It will last for about an hour. And that.
Well, that gives me plenty of time to finish a bottle.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, we don't want to let that thing age too much sitting outside. Let it breathe while it's in the house. When it's outside, we want to make sure that, you know, we're just enjoying it.
That's right. And you know, Rob, the real thing about this product, and obviously I'm proud of it, there aren't many products out there that solve a problem.
Sure.
They're cost effective, and they're cool. It's something.
Well, you know something. That's the
have.
Thing that I'm looking at is the product is really cool. And you talk about $40 for a gift item. That's the Ron Siegel Radio coupon code there, and you start saying, you know, that's a really elegant item that not everybody has. If you know somebody that is a wine drinker, you know, and I know a few right off the top. I'm not John. I got to tell you this. I'm hoping. You know, my wife's not listening this morning. She doesn't listen very often because if she's listening, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to need a truckload of these things from you, from her friends.
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, because I like my Reds a little on the cooler side. Like I said, they come right out of the refrigerator at 54. And I like that. Will this keep it that way? Or if it comes out of the refrigerator at 54, is it going to keep it at 54 or is it going to get cooler? What's going to happen with it?
It's going to keep it at 54. It might chill it a couple of degrees.
Okay.
But at that level, those couple of degrees,
it's not going to matter.
No, it's not going to matter. It's complimentary. You know, and you know, I want to jump back to something that that Robert said early on when he was on talking about gifts for the holiday.
Sure.
You know, we all look to grab a bottle of wine or a bottle of spirits to take to someone's house, and you don't know what people's tastes are.
Right.
You know, even with the wine glasses that he was talking about, which I thought was a great idea, but you just don't know what the taste is going to be of the person that you're delivering that glass to. They might look at it and go, yeah, those are really nice. And under their breath, they're saying, wow, those are really ugly. I'm not putting those anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
With this product, it really gives you an opportunity to display something that they already have, that already meets their taste.
Sure.
Something that they can use. And I can almost promise you that if you walked into someone's house with this for Christmas, they'd probably take it out and start using it right then and there, even if the ice pack wasn't frozen, because the display itself is beautiful.
The display, exactly.
You'd want to keep it on your bar or your hutch.
Absolutely.
Or somewhere.
Absolutely. Great, great item. I love this. If you want more information, just go to our Facebook page. We'll put some links there for you. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.